The year is 1943. World War II has brought the world to its knees. Two not-so-young inventors are released on parole after a 10-year stay in Alcatraz.
Sven Ingeborg. Henry Mossmouth. I find your attitudes maudlin, your personalities cloying, and your visages disturbing. I would let you rot if I could. However, the nation is hemorrhaging men, and I've been instructed to free those deemed non-violent. Scurry now, my little pussycats. Flee.
Institutionalized and obsolete, our heroes rocket into an unknown world ravaged by war. Will they turn the rising tides of doom? Find out on this week's episode of Bubble Boys.
Good evening. This is Errol Burroughs with news from the front. In preparation for deployment, American troops are crowding the streets of London. With bases at capacity, gracious English citizens have opened their homes to house our American soldiers before their push for freedom.
You rang?
Hello, I'm Private Sven Ingeborg.
I'm Private Henry Mossmouth. You must be the owner of this castle.
Ah, yes. Lady Cornelia van der Longerbottom. Pleasure.
I'm Lord Hodgeborn, and this is the first time I've ever had to answer the door.
We were told by our superiors that you had a place for us to stay.
So basically anyone you talk to?
Yes, because you are the lowest form of man.
Meaning anyone you talk to would be your superior.
Everyone is above you.
In the military, that is true. Henry and I are buck privates, so we are the lowest rank in the United States Army.
I like your ability to take pleasure from facts.
You must be famished.
Certainly, we certainly are.
Well, they have food down in the servants' quarters if you want to make your way there.
You will have to prepare the food, for you are the servants.
Excuse me?
Yes, I don't know how it works in America, but here you have to work for your quarters.
You see, as part of your agreement, you will be our servant. You will be doing all the chores around.
Waiting on our hands and feet. We have a very ingrained class system here.
Look,
in
Buck, drop your satchel. We need you to do some chores.
It's Sven.
You'll be called Buck from here on
your
out.
Your new name is Buck.
Oh, and what's my camp name?
Your name is Airbreath.
That's right, air breath.
It just came to me. Maybe it was the poetry class, maybe it was the four glasses of sherry before you.
I thought perhaps it was because steam came out of his mouth when he talked, because it's slightly brisk outside
it
right
is
now!
Cold outside, can we step into the mansion?
Nope, the mansion is for Hodgeborn.
Yes, you see, we need lots of room to roam around, so I can do this.
And I like to do this. Hi, ta 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 hi.
And then I come over here and I do this.
That's right when I usually fall down laughing.
What would you like us to do? Henry and I are very strong and very good at chores. We also can sew, knit, crochet, needle, point, and paint.
Can you build?
Well, we could build a chicken coop or a stained glass window, but anything besides that, we need instructions.
Don't use the door knocker. Good day. Wait. Why is your foot inside the door jam?
I just wanted some.
Trying to
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure
door.
That's a door. I can't do the
Let's,
door.
It's
cozy.
Where in Henry and I? We have. Where should we put our things?
Your satchel.
Yes, our duffel bags.
Yeah, where are our beds?
Your bed? No beds.
No. You'll be sleeping in the brush with the wolves, because you are as low as wolves.
Oh, the wolves would be your superior, actually. If a wolf comes and goes, oh,
to you, you should do whatever it's telling you.
After we finish the stained glass chicken coop, where should we report for duty?
The creek.
To catch crayfish?
Well, yes, of course. We're playing the most lavish dinner, and that involves a Louisiana crayfish broil.
That's right.
Right here in Manchester.
Louisiana crayfish. Right, get to it. There's some buckets around back.
Pick up the buckets, then. Drop with your hands.
With your teeth, drop your satchels. Who's up a bucket?
Yeah, heavy buckets are already full of a lot of really nippy crawfish.
That's okay, Henry. We're guests in this house.
That's right, you'll earn your keep.
Yes, I'm tired of smelling and seeing and tasting your odors.
And yup, onto my shoulders.
Hey! Oh, I'm grabbing onto the chandelier!
All right, hold tight! We've got to go now!
Yes, yes, I need your help. Help me put this stuff on. Do you know how to fold a collar on a three-bent tenny?
I know how
to... A three-bent tenny?
I know how to tie a double Windsor.
Ugh, a double Windsor. What are we, in Oxford, rowing in a canal? That won't do. Quick, take these two ribbons and tassel them.
Okay.
Now, bend this around. Where are you from, exactly?
I'm from Menominee, Wisconsin.
Say that again?
Menominee, Wisconsin.
What's wrong with you? Say that again?
Menominee, Wisconsin.
Why are you stuttering? Just say the word.
Menominee?
What's that?
It's a town, a small town in Wisconsin, full of Norwegian immigrants.
Is it true Americans eat chutney?
Yeah.
Great! I've got a bunch of chutney right over there. Get it out. Stop feeding it to me as you get me ready.
Okay.
None for you.
Well, sir, I have to say this cummerbund is quite fetching on you.
Well, thank you. You know what? You wear it. You wear it. I've got another.
I don't have a dress or shirt.
You're wearing the cummerbund now. Look, you're wearing it.
Yes,
it looks
sir.
Great.
Lord Hodgeborn, I just hope that Henry and I have been satisfactory servants.
Get the wax. I need you to wax my mustache.
Okay. Are you going to put shoes and socks on, sir?
I do that after I go to the lavatory. Now, please hum while you wax my mustache, and I'll hum with you. Very well, that's good. Thank you.
Can I make a suggestion, sir?
You can say a statement.
Would you consider clipping your toenails?
That's a question. Try again.
Clip your toenails.
That's a command. Just a statement.
I think it would be wise to clip your toenails.
That's an opinion. I'd like a statement.
Most people have toenails that are clipped shorter than that.
Right, what's all this then? Could you get those cummerbund hand pennies up for me, please?
Wow, are these real hand pennies?
Yes, they've been hand-stitched. Now, quick, put this in through here and satchel it around on my cross-stitch.
Oh, tails on this coat, huh, sir?
Yeah, three tails. It's a very strange coat. It's a coat of three tails.
And did you know humans used to have tails, sir?
Of course I know humans used to have tails. I'm familiar with the concepts of Darwin. Please, now, put my hair in a ponytail.
Do you have a hair tie?
I have hair.
Okay, well, hold still while I pluck one of the strands out of your head.
It's coarse. I have coarse hair. There's a man in town who buys my hair and makes brooms out of it. Coarse, coarse hair.
That sounds like voodoo.
Who's that? Menominee?
Menominee's name for an Indian tribe. Voodoo Ooh. Is something practiced in the Caribbean, but...
Practiced?
Mm-hmm. It's a religion.
I'd like to go to a voodoo practice.
They use human hair is what I mean, Lord Hodgeborn, and you don't want to be giving your human hair out to just about anyone.
But my hair's so coarse.
Well, you can do something about that.
Mm. Oh, that looks great. A bun on top.
Would you like a shave or a teeth brush?
Yes, I would like the top teeth brushed, please.
Okay.
Just the tops. If you touch the bottom, this toothbrushing is over.
I'm going to need you to sit down on that chair and lean back as far as you can.
And I'm going to need you to stand on your tippy toes while you do it.
I always stand on my tippy toes whenever I brush someone else's teeth.
Interesting. I never do. Commence. Nope, you touched a tooth. It's over. This toothbrushing is over.
How about a shave now?
I don't trust prisoners with straight razors.
I've heated this towel already. Just feel how soft it is, and is it nice on your face?
It is nice and soft. All right, a shave. A shave, then.
Now, not too close now.
That's strange.
Have you never had someone else shave you before?
No, never.
That's odd, being that you're so rich.
I don't like people to touch my face with metal.
Well... Lord Hodgeborn, I consider myself a great honor, then.
You consider yourself a great honor. You consider yourself a great honor. That's the most stupid thing I've ever had someone utter at me while standing on tippy toes shaving my face.
Now ready for the aftershave.
Give it to me.
What was that?
Essence of Copperhead.
You don't. That's poison. You've poisoned my face.
Uh-huh.
Great. My cheeks will be swollen and paralyzed for Churchill. You'll go down to the creek and find me some berries, the purple ones.
Okay.
And you'll bring them back here.
Lord Hodgeborn, I just mean that
this dressing is finished. Good day, Buck.
I'll just go out the window.
You rang for me, Lady Cornelia?
Yes, right this way, right in here. This is the west hall of my room. There are many halls. This is the west.
Oh, that's very beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Now, my last lady's maid was fired because she couldn't properly take care of me. Can you properly take care of me?
Oh, almost certainly not. I'm much duller than most people.
Well, you'll have to do, because you're all that I do. Come over here and fetch the toilet water from off of the bureau.
The toilet water from off of the bureau?
The toilet water, so that I may smell.
You want to smell the toilet water?
Yes, the toilet water.
All I see are these different pink bottles.
Yes, that's the toilet water.
Okay, here.
Oh, you got it in my eye! Oh.
I'm sorry.
Fetch the regular water from the toilet.
I'll get it in my hands.
Thank you. Now splash it in my eye.
It keeps spilling out. I'll have to drink it into my mouth and spit it.
Spit it into my eye. Less bubbles. Less bubbles.
I'm doing this wrong already.
Oh, God. I can see that I'm going to have to fire just like my last lady's
No,
mate.
Please don't fire me. I'll do anything. I can't go back from the war. Everyone be mad at me.
Okay. Well,
this is my first time in England.
I'll give you a second chance then. Now, have you ever brushed a lady's hair?
Only in my dreams every night.
Well, then you must be an expert. Fetch that horsehair brush.
Okay. In my dreams, I end up brushing too hard and their heads come off and I have to hide the head inside of a pumpkin so I don't get caught.
We have no pumpkins here, so you'll be caught immediately. There we go. Start from the bottom. Work your way up. My last lady's maid was also a nursemaid. Now, I need you to look at a cyst in my pit and tell me if you think it will end me.
What a look in your pit.
Take off the corset.
Okay.
Take off the corset.
I'm doing it.
Unlace.
Oh, I'm making it tighter.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't breathe.
You look great.
Okay,
oh,
take it.
It
all.
I got it.
Oh. My goodness. Now, what do you make of this lump?
I have never been this close to any lady's pit before. I don't know what's supposed to be lumpy or not.
Well, it's certainly not supposed to be purple, is it?
It seems unlikely.
No, maybe more of a magenta, but not a purple.
Looks like one of those naked baby chickens.
It does kind of look like a chicken. Quack, 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 quack. What does a chicken sound like to you Americans?
Kind of like that, but backwards. It's like... Bark, bark.
No, quack, quack backwards would be... I need to see it written out.
Cowk. Cowk, which is the name of a male chicken.
Okay.
The tapestries in here sure have a lot of unicorns.
Yes, they're my favorite animal. My husband doesn't much care for unicorns, which is why we sleep in separate quarters.
Oh, do you sleep with unicorns in your quarters?
Yes. Yes, I have a unicorn pillow, a unicorn bedspread, a unicorn bedpan, a unicorn pillow. Did I already say pillow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said pillow twice.
In America, our quarters have George Washington in them.
George Washington? Oh, he was that fellow with the tree, the one that tore away from our country.
I'm sorry. If it was up to me, we'd still be part of England and we'd all have tea together. And then it'd be closer to get here.
Yes, and then I suppose you wouldn't be staying in our quarters, so maybe it was a good thing after all.
Do you hate the war as much as I do?
War is dreadful, but if it's a part of human makeup, then I love it because I love humanity. I never much cared for anything else. Don't have the patience for animals or plants or flowers. That's why I go hunting every other weekend. Do you hunt?
I have hunted the crayfish that are in your creek.
Ah, the crayfish.
That's how come my arms are so pinched up.
Yes, they're about as purple as the cyst in my pit.
You should look in my pit sometime.
Show me, show me. Undo your corset.
Oh, I don't wear a corset because I'm American.
You don't wear a corset in America?
Well, I could learn.
Yes, I think I have the spare one from when I had the tie around my waist. Fetch it from the bureau.
From the bureau?
Yeah, right there in the bureau, which had the toilet water on it.
Oh, you mean the dresser.
Yes, the bureau.
Okay, I see a lot of socks and... Here's some of these extra unicorn pillows.
Oh, yes, the pillows. Oh, God, I love looking at them.
These look like etchings of your cyst.
Oh, yes.
Here's the corset.
Ah, there it is. Now turn around and let me tighten you into it.
Oh!
There you go. Now suck it in. Ah! Yes. Now you have the waist of a lady's maid.
I feel beautiful.
Yes, I see what it did to your voice there. Sing me a song in that soprano voice that you have.
Oh, England. I'm glad I'm here.
Oh, national anthem.
Oh, England. American beer. Can't compare with English cheer. Get in the hills of England.
Oh, I love that one. Are you married? Winnie, what was that you were saying about going on the beaches?
Oh, well, you know, they say that the beaches is where the war's gonna be fought, and I thought, well, that sounds all right, lay out the beach mat or whatever. I'm sorry.
Right.
You shouldn't joke around about that.
No, I'm with you, Churchy. I've got a bunch of swimming suits for us. I thought we could do a little bit of a night swim later.
Oh,
that sounds nice. Just take my mind off things, you know.
Right.
Yes, I imagine fighting a war is an awfully stressful thing.
Oh, yeah, you're quite right, quite right.
Okay. You still have that pet duck?
Oh, yeah, you know, he's always clucking and cawing and cuckooing, yeah.
Would you solve a bit of a quarrel we've had lately?
Yes.
Does a duck make a quack sound, or does a chicken make a quack sound?
Do one first.
This is the first course. This is Cobb salad.
These are the Americans we were telling you about, Churchy. They're helping out while our servants are on vacation.
It's a popular salad in America, so we've got deli meats and hard-boiled eggs and lettuce.
Excuse me, seven, is it?
It's Sven.
Sven, yes. We serve.
What's your name?
My name is Sven Ingeborg. Private Sven Ingeborg, United States Army.
Look, Sven, could I talk to you for a minute over here?
Sure.
Look, I don't know what the bollocks you think you're doing out here.
Stop pinching me.
Take these devil meats and remove these weird, fanciful eggs and bring us out something boiled and gray now.
I don't like colors in my food.
I don't know.
Well, fighting a war's pretty hungry. You know, gets me hungry, so gets my stomach rumbling. So if you could hurry up with some real food.
All right, Winston Town, just...
Look at this meat. It looks like paper.
That's right.
It's paper
well,
meat.
I have brought in a hot tureen full of pearled onion soup.
You spilled it on me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. He needs those gullywallies.
Salad tongs inside the tureen.
These are my leading arms. You're burning me up.
I'm kind of splashing onto you a little more here.
No, it's not helping.
Churchy, scoot away from him, quick. Could I speak to you for a moment?
Well, absolutely.
Come over here.
You're pinching my nose and eyes hard.
That's right. Have you seen the lady's cyst? Have you seen the lady's cyst?
I took a look at some etchings of the cyst.
That's what I thought. Now get back in the kitchen and bring out something that's tepid. Now.
You know, I happen to be on the other side of your manor, and I happen to notice there weren't any sinks. You know, my hands were needing washing, and there weren't a sink.
Time and time again, I told the Lord that we need a sink or two, but he says no.
Well, you know, I could use one right now. I'm covered in all this, what do you call it, pearl soup?
Oh, yes.
This next course is a American treat delight, funnel cake. Fried dough and funnel. Powdered sugar.
But where's the pickled pheasant?
Whatever would you put it into that shape for?
I've also brought along assorted toppings, cherries, peaches, or chocolate sauce.
I brought scissors from the kitchen to cut up the cake.
Oh my goodness!
Cutting cake with scissors? What is this? Elderberry times?
Ooh. These are allies, you say. These are the ones that's supposed to help us win the war.
Churchy, just pull up your pants.
Prime Minister Churchill.
I will keep them sagging.
Prime Minister Churchill, I just want to say that you have a marvelous speaking voice, and the speeches that you've given that have been broadcast to me while we were in boot camp were very inspiring, so it's a real pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Prime Minister Churchill, can I light your second cigar, please?
Yes, very carefully. Careful.
Oh, my God. His hat's gone.
Your hat burned incredibly quick, Winston.
Oh.
Prime Minister Churchill, if you feel the need, you can slap Henry across the face like a little baby because he deserves it.
Face me?
Okay.
Now face me.
Yeah.
Now face the lady.
Yes, here I go. One, two. I didn't get to three.
You slapped me. Oh. You slapped. You turned directly to me and slapped me right in the face.
Oh my!
Couldn't even seem like an accident just went down.
I suppose it wasn't. Oh,
Lord Hodgeborn, take another slap at me to make it fair.
Yeah, make it fair. Then.
Actually, I would prefer another slap from the lady.
Okay, here we go.
Very good. Okay.
This next dish is meatloaf with boiled eggs inside of it.
You know, you're not giving us any chance to eat.
What's with all the eggs? It seems like every other course has eggs in it.
Henry and I were listening at the door, and we heard you talking about chickens, and we decided eggs would be a great centerpiece for the meal.
Oh, real quick, what sound does a chicken make?
Yeah, what's
make
a chicken? What sound does a chicken make?
Chicken? Do you know what a chicken is?
It sounds like tea kettle boiling.
Speaking of tea, who's thirsty for eggnog? I got big frosty mugs.
How did you frost those mugs?
Well, I put them down in the creek. They do have some crayfish remnants in them.
Yes, pass that over here, along with the old bay. That's right, slide it to me. Drink from
how do you
board.
Make
it?
Oh, what? You got covered in
eggnog all over Winston's face.
This is a stick and it's covering my face.
You've got egg on your face.
I'll get it off with my shirt, Mr. Churchill.
What are you wearing?
Oh,
a corset?
Oh,
is that a corset underneath?
Oh, I forgot to take off a corset that I brought from America.
Lady?
Oh, I wanted to dress him up like a doll, because I have so few dolls, and I wanted a doll.
Very well. What do you have for dessert, besides the funnel cake?
The funnel cake was the appetizer. Prime Minister Churchill, I've been boiling up this next pot of special for you.
Better be boiled.
And I'm going to do it in Louisiana style. So I'm going to pour this pot full of boiled crawfish all over the table, and then you just dig in with your hands.
I hope they're still alive.
If at least 5 to 9 of them are not flopping around and what forth, then
hold
this
on.
Has been a complete sham.
Hold on, let me scoot up real close. Let me scoot up close to the center
of
the table.
If one of those crawfish
now I'm
down there, they're going to pinch away.
I'm the Prime Minister. They can sag if I want. All right.
Louisiana!
It snipped my cyst right off!
There's a crayfish right up in my knickers! Oh!
I told you to pull your pants up. Well, this has just been a big shamroll.
Mr. Churchill's doing quite a jig with that crawfish.
Yeah,
you measly American bloke, slow!
You two boys have bollocks this up, whatnot.
I'm so sorry.
Well, we'll go regroup in the kitchen.
No, you'll get your satchels and you'll leave post hence.
Prime Minister Churchill, when I die on the front, I want you to know that my last thought will be of you.
And Prime Minister Churchill, I just have a little list of things I'm wishing for at Christmas, and if you think I've been good, please do come bring them to me.
Read them to him, Henry.
No, don't sit down on me.
Read them to him.
Because I have tried my best to be good this year, I would like a rocking horse with real marble eyes that move when you rock on it. I would like a train set and a little tunnel for it to go through and a little store, and there's a little doll inside of it that looks like me, it can buy anything it wants from the store using a special currency that the store issues only to it.
All right.
I would like a teddy bear that wets its pants. and I would like a book.
Teddy bears wearing pants? I'm sorry. I don't mean to ruin your dreams or anything, but why do you think I could give this to you? I'm in England.
Well, if the elves have chances to make it, look.
He thinks you're Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I would like a book that reads Father the same Christmas, backwards and forwards.
You do a palindrome book?
Yes, please.
Race car.
Jumbo shrimp. Bit of a, no, that's an oxymoron.
The line of hedge hats walked down the street like cockroaches.
Are you going to get off my lap?
I fell asleep for a second when I started hearing that story about the hedgehogs. We'll get into the kitchen and spank ourselves or whatever the Lord said. Sven, we were born to be butlers.
Henry, over the past 20 years, we've been listless. We've had no direction, but now we've been given purpose.
We thought we were supposed to be slaves to the American government. We're meant to be slaves to our English superiors.
We were raised in a system that didn't fit us. There should be a class system that you're born into, a role you're born to play. The butler boys.
Who is in here?
Excuse me, sir. I'm going to need to see some identification.
Identification? How about this? Hiya, Butchok!
Ow!
Yeah, you like that, huh? You know who we are? We're the old help. Digger, you could take over our racket, eh?
Well, I'm sorry. There's some new help in town.
I'd say we've been pretty successful at restringing your racket.
Successful? I don't think so. I saw you spill hot soup all over Churchill's holy gullies.
Who are you?
Well, I'm the stable boy, and all the horses have been whispering back to me because it's a two-way street.
Horses.
That you've been doing a bad job.
Did they tell you the secrets I told them?
Every last one of them.
My name is a hip-hop. I come from a Hong Kong. I am an old butler here at the manor. Now, I look and you guys open the door. You don't even open door good. You open door bad.
I'm sorry, hip-hop. There's two new butlers in town.
Two? Why you need two? Look, you two imbecile. What you make for dinner?
We made American delicacies. Would you like to try them?
Here's fried chicken stuffed with French fries.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hamburger smothered in cheese.
No, I don't.
Deep fried?
I don't. Yes, okay, I like it now.
This is a funnel cake that we folded into a taco and filled with taco meat.
Did you say taco?
Taco.
Taco?
Taco.
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 Funnel cake?
Taco.
Funnel cake.
Funnel
the funnel cake.
Cake
forms the shell of the taco. It's called a taco supreme or a chalupa.
Chalupa?
Manomi.
I'm sorry you've overstayed your welcome.
I'm sorry my name is a hip-hop.
Are you sorry that your name
is my name is a kick-ass. Now get out!
Ah!
Yeah, come here.
Yeah, look at this. I throw you into each other.
Oh!
Yeah, you know I throw you into the air very far.
Oh!
Now I bring you back.
Now you throw my prince to two heads.
Bonk, bonk. Now I'm stepping on your toes.
And now I'm going to make you into glue and use you in all my decoupage projects,
yeah.
Lady.
Don't melt me down. Please don't melt me down into glue.
No, don't separate me from Sven.
Listen, we'll leave. We'll leave, I promise. Just don't boil us down and turn us into
go!
Glue.
Go! And don't come back.
I'm going to haunt your dreams, hip-hop.
I don't dream.
There's still desserts that we ruined on the table. Please serve them.
Get out now!
There's churros.
Tacos?
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer. Produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode improvised by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer with Craig Euler, Sarah Cowdery, Brian McGovern, and Tim Joyce. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys. And listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us. Hate us. Just let us know it.
Lady Goblin, did I hear that you'd spilled some coffee on your lap?
No,
a little hot tea will take it right out.
Oh, my God! Oh, how will I ever have a children at the age of 55?
I'm sorry.
Lurking under the table? You just came up from under the table like a gargoyle, or a demon, or a shadow.
Oh, shadows. There's so many shadows in the war.
I'm sorry. Not to speak of shadows. I heard Big Ben chiming.
Oh, yes. Ding dong, cling clong.
Prime Minister Churchill. When I was sleeping last night, I saw a shadow that looked like you, and it said that the war would last 100 years.
I think I could get used to this again.